handle contradictions. Because that's, you understand, there's a gosh mystical world, and there's a ruchnius, and...
Oh, really, this is a contradiction.
Yeah. But well, he's going to get more into this concept later on. What the philosophers say, and what we say. Oh. And the third thing is to concentrate on how humble and how imperfect we are. And those three things together, those three things in order, the Ramchal says, a real hisbainanis on those three things in order will bring out a person's tefillah.
Why is it a contradiction to say that?
Not a contradiction, just it seems like opposite ideas. The Rosh Hashem's mamish.
Because somebody so low can have a king? I mean, you can walk into the president's office.
Yeah, no, but we're saying, but the two kavanas, one kavan is Hashem's mamish standing there, Kishoyeh. The other kavan is, he's mamish separated from everything you can possibly imagine. He's mamish like, well, what's the Rosh Hashem's Ramchal? Meroimim v'niskav akobachat ilo akomine shleimish atuchal machshasen l'damus l'havin.
That's like
Avinu Malkeinu. You're right, it's not a spirit. You're right. But it just has to be explained, you know, a little. Which we'll see later on.
It's a spirit. It's difficult to feel both.
Avinu.
Oh, right.
To feel both.
Yeah.
Avinu Malkeinu. That's right? What I mean. Yeah, I mean, no, all right. I don't mean it's literally a contradiction. I mean, it's like, right. But we'll see.
They're not opposed to each other. It's just
but I told you, the Kazari.
Synthesizing them together.
Right. The Gazari says that's why you say Atta Kodesh after Rosh Hashanah.
After?
The Gazari says that's why you say Atta Kodesh right after Samech Leif and Baruch Yechalim. That you have to know Hashem is intimately involved in all these things, but at the same time, it's Kodesh totally untouched by it. Lasikoze, in order to be mastered these things, Yoyse Mimashit Sarach Lesamekul Lesalei Bataris Aleis, it's more than, you know, Avoda and, you know, be Matahar one's leaves. You know, more than that vote that the retirement's wave, you know, they'll only have pure ideas and this and that. Sarach is ragal b'dvan v'edul v'akshay b'hem u'lizach ha'pam ha'chapam. The way he's telling you, the way to be kind of hear what the Ramchal's saying is through being marked yourself for thinking about these things. Getting used to thinking about these things. Time after time. Regulus. Ha'chachushav yisraglu until his senses become ragil shabirrega that at that moment shenigash l'tfilah the man knows the approach is to start to daven. Have you the Messias? I'm the Nei Shemesh Baruch. Pshutu k'mashma mamish. She mamish feels like it's completely real. V'chein k'may b'li meretayra k'ayra harbe she'edia pshutu shemitosefes loy seches loy shari evon b'harbe tugis. Just like in Torah, sometimes you're lacking a certain idea. All of a sudden, you learn about a certain idea that you didn't know before, and all of a sudden, now you understand. I understand a lot of kashas that you had in the sugyas of the Gemara. Kenu b'tfilah. That's what you're davening to. V'lachin tzorich l'shtadol l'knois b'kiyas b'proti darach yabod l'tfilah sh'idiyah kal yichol l'konos lo nisbarav sh'atfilah s'taydus. Right? Sometimes we're just lacking the idea, and if we learn something new about davening, a new idea we never heard before, that can mamish change a lot of things for us. What? Dugma l'kach. For example, I'll give you an example of a yediyah that maybe some people don't know, but just simple knowing knowledge of this fact can change a lot of things. Yedua mikisa avizal. The avizal says the inyan chazoros hashatz yesh b'mayla tzuma atzilas alachsh. The chazoros hashatz has a great mayla over the song of Shemoneh Atzeret. The Yeshavdom Mishne Chalke Tzvila Eilu Madregos Beli Shir Ve'erich Ve'elzeh Dom Zu Chazal Hatzvalo V'loi Nana Ya'achso V'yitzvalo. The Gemara says in Brachas, if you daven and you're not answered, you should daven again. U'mefarish HaGro, the Gro explains the Gemara, what does it mean? Chazar Es Hashat. The Bo Tchuya Ani Es Hatzvila. And Chazar Es Hashat is totally the answering. Once the Gro learns the Gemara, if you daven, you're not answered, daven again means because there's a shot. Because that's going to be more powerful. On this pasuk, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mayis Tefilas from Shul Rabim. Kabir Lo Yimas, the Moshim is not Mayis, he's never Mayis in the Tefilah of his Rabim. The Chazor is a shas mohusa his filah shel tzibur. So that's why he's davening in the minyan. Davening in the minyan because the bar shem those filahs are more niskabel because it's not you alone on the line. It's not your zechuis alone on the line. But the Chazor is a shas, which is the ikur. The tefillah itself is a tefillah shel hatzibur. That's even more powerful. Rem is the kolze. Humash tefillah samida choyver. She said a rem is to this concept. Is that by tefillah belachash, the chiyuv is it has to be silent. The chazor shatz called ram. The chazor shatz out loud. Why? She tefillah belachash l'roy v'yukroso ki ka'od ma'mach v'yaloyim yikar sh'lo yichatfu listen imenu. Tefillah belachash, since it's so precious, so it's like a person's hiding this diamond, this valuable diamond that the robber shouldn't grab it. He wants to keep it hidden. He wants to keep it private. Right? So he said, Masha Ein Kein, Chazor Sashat. You say it out loud. Why do you say it out loud? So Gosi he kol kach al yoyno, she ain shom magal listim mekoychus avram klal. We know that there's koychus avram in this world. We know that there's Yitzhara, there's koychus avram, right? Just cut kitrigim sometimes. So a person doesn't want any of these things attached to his tefillah, so he keeps it hidden. He davens belachash. Chazor Zashat is so powerful that we're not afraid of anything. We daven out loud. No koychus hara, no yitzhara is going to get it. We're not afraid. It's so powerful, so potent, to say it out loud even. So you see our members. You see our members how strong the koych of Chazor Zashat is. Shekvar aymedu b'dekas kol kach lamelech, because at that point, the Chazor Zashat is already so connected to the Melech, Ein kan yoyser shum sakonim koychus zorin. No other koychus can touch him. Ein kan shum chshash yaklus tefillas hanaroi sahin. We're not afraid that the koychus are wrong, whatever that means, that we know there's such things in the world, are going to attach to it. You hear this, what he's saying? This is a simple idea. The Arizal says it. The Gross says it. Simple fact. But most people don't know this fact. That's what happens. In Rabbi made taught, most of us, we don't know this simple fact. Chazor Hashat Yetzlam Lechatchila. Chazor Hashat by a lot of people is Lechatchila. Is Mana Meyuad LaAyin Beis a Sefer. It's Lechatchila time to sit down and open the Sefer, right? Which is already those are already the good ones. Oh, Stam Zman Mevuzvuz or Stam to waste time, right? The Efsher Sheyavo Shivim Shon. A person might go 70 years. Without ever paying attention to Chazor Hashat. Maybe that means at the end, maybe. But what? But not paying attention to the words of the Chazor Hashat. I have a Rebbe, I see him in the Chazor Hashat with the Sefer open. You always see Rebbe turning the Sefer open, following it inside with words. Again, that's hard to do sometimes.
It's a sitter.
What did I say? I meant to sit, yeah. Saying you see people are makshuk, there's a shot like that. And it could be you go 70 years, and because you don't know this idea, you never pay attention. You feel them shemeyas brachas v'yamein. Oh, even if you listen to the end of the brachas v'yamein, which most of us hopefully try to do, but the belayis v'akshus v'yuchedis. But it's not with the special connection feeling me'inin of akoshus v'ashvachem in emarim kan. It's a your brachas v'yamein. You're not thinking slachlon. You're not thinking rifeinu because you've already done. Because of poshut. Why does that happen? It's partially because the idea. It's because we don't have the idea. We don't know this grow. We don't know this arizal. Because the chinuch, we don't have the chinuch, the hergel, and we don't have the regilus, the prote. Mahalcha tzilav esugulos sugulos yisrael. It's an example. Our person just by knowing, just getting accustomed to the concept of tefillah, to something we didn't know before. Imamish changed a lot of things. I think so. I didn't
understand.
And today everybody doesn't, but I don't know. Even if it was misakin for that reason, I guess it still has a special potency. Because it's bedavka to the shorabim. It's still different than tefillah belachash because it's the mahusa to the shorabim. Something that's the mahusa to the shorabim is more potent. That's what they're saying.
Like a course, you can't doubt the champion because
yeah.
Considered
yeah, there's milk out in it.
Whatever it is.
You want to make it?
Yeah.
No.
What I know is.
I know.
What is yours? Yeah, decaf, you don't like it.
But that's how much you would put in the whole cup?
I know.
You know what, I'll get one soon. I gotta finish up, I wanna finish up the Amid here. Do you need the Kaza still from yesterday? What? Yeah, do you need the Kaza from yesterday? What's the story? What? Leave it on. Ooh, yesterday was good. We should have had that yesterday. No, yesterday was good. Oh, sorry.
I didn't know. Yeah, we sure you missed.
We don't have
here
it.
Because
do you need the Kaza from yesterday? Let's go a little Vaita first, and then we'll stop the Chazir. I want to finish up the Amid, and then we'll go back to Chazir. We'll have time at the end.
Welcome back.
Okay, I just want to say one thing. Before we go Vaita and the Amid, so Arya brought up a point yesterday. He said, why don't you say you can't say you might by Sukkah, because if you say you might by Sukkah, then the person would think he can be might it any way he wants. The Hainu maybe even raise up the floor. And what would be wrong with raising up the floor? Maybe that's all concept of Eloi Mena Otsoi. So Tnei Yeshua over here, I thought I saw it somewhere. Tnei Yeshua over here deals with this. Tnei Yeshua is, I mean, what I was saying. Tnei Yeshua said that first, that we see from the Gemara later, which we'll get up to, Adav Dalin. You see clear that it's not a problem, that's not a problem to ask of Eloi Mena Otsoi. That's for sure, Gemara later. So the Gemara says if you have a sukkah that's 20 amas tall and you build a platform on the floor, it's kosher. Gemara and Avdal. Let's be sure that it's not Tassav on the last day. The Shaila is why not? That's Pnei Shua says over here, similar to what we said yesterday, but it really depends on the sugya and the Taisus and the Testament base, which we're not going to get into yet. But it has to do with the fact that the psul in this sukkah is not a psul in the etzim sukkah. The problem is that it's too tall. It's the goyim of the sukkah that's making it not kosher. It's not the chevt of the sukkah that's possible. So in such a case like that, based on the Tosafos later, the Yeshua says that that's not a problem to ask him on the Malach Tzoi. That's his hesbir. Yeah. At least the stop. The walls, maybe. But the height. Yeah, but where's the Tassel Lomon
Osu?
Tassel Lomon Osu is one thing for Skakha. Okay, whatever, yeah. But he says, but he's on this. He goes into this. He doesn't ask it the way he asked it, exactly. He says, don't think it couldn't. Yeah, you want to use the Tassel Lomon Osu? I'd say to watch him quickly. You can look it up later if you want. Because it was brought up yesterday. Right, beautiful. Great. Look at this. Where's the Pnei Yeshua?
Top of the second column.
Top of the second column. I'll make it right after the Tesha Rosh. Yeah. Pnei Yeshua says. Oh, he's going into why I couldn't say Yemayit by Sukkah. He says a little bit the opposite of what you were saying, but along the same line. Venira, the filoch ikra busa. He says it would have been a chiddush to say you could have. There would have been a chiddush to Yemayit by Sukkah. What would be the chiddush if it would say Yemayit by Sukkah? What would be the chiddush? The loy neima, the loy mahani haniyat, the lamata to make it tassav l'manasa. This is really what you're asking. If it would have said Yemayit by Sukkah, the chiddush would have been that the Mishnah is teaching us that to raise up the floor is not a problem to us. That's what you're asking from the other side of the coin. That the Chiddush would have been that to raise up the floor is Yema'et any way you want. Behind to raise the floor is not a problem to us from the other side. Right? Don't write that it's not a problem, right? The Loi Mani Amir, you shouldn't think. The Loi Mani Amir to Lamata, that you can't raise up the floor to make it to us from the other side, but rather you have to lower the schach. Another the Maksha, the listening Yemayit, that's why the Gemara asks, let it say Yemayit by Sukkah. Dalakush the Milsa Mahani, because the truth is, we know, it does work. It's not possible to Asli. Why? Because this is the command, the Mi'at Ba'afr. That's the command of later on, the Mi'at Ba'afr. Vatam, and the reason why it's not possible to Asli, merely the loy mikitas of Alamana Asli, kivin she'ena psul elamachmas goiva. Since psul is only because of the height, kamach goes and tights the command, but pirkin, the suga, the suga shlach. So, Elan, I am shom tights and tats on the days. When we get there, we'll see. The Bin Tam there says, the Bin Tam talks about the schach. He says, schach, that's the book from Yam, it's not called schach possible. Because it's not the schach, it's where it is. Rishu's flying it over here too. Okay, good. So weiter in the Gemara now. Reb Zera Omar. Reb Zera Amar Mehoch. Reb Zera says, how do you know Sukkot is 20 Amos? We know it from here. V'sukkot yel tzel yoimam mechorez. It has to provide tzel. Adas am Amar adam yoishev tzel sukkot. L'mayelam yasam Amar. Okay, we're going to get back to this a little bit later on. We're going to get back to this. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you now. You won't appreciate it yet till we get to the sugyo. But I'll tell you now. The Aruch Lener said, if you remember, the Aruch Lener said that according to Rav Zera, that he's sitting in Tzel Defonis and not Tzel Schach when it's 20 Amos. So that the problem is, right, he's sitting in Tzel Defonis and not Tzel Schach. According to Rav Zera, if the Tzukin our Mishnah means Schach, so what's wrong? The Schach is 20 Amos high and the walls are only 10 Amos high. You're not sitting in Tzel Defonis, remember? The Aruch Lener asked that Kasha. Yep. Yeah? So the Aruch Lener answered, that since the Ritzvah says on the Mishnah later on that when walls are 10 fucking tall, the reason that's good enough is because Gurasik, because with halachically we say they go up the rest of the way, if they go up the rest of the way, you're sitting in Tzel Defonis. That's what Aruch Lener said. So we had a stick of problem with that because it literally means they're providing spell. That's what Gerasik literally means. Right? Remember, we're bothered by that. So the MS is, we'll see when we get up to it, but there's a Ran. And the Aruch Lener himself, later on, is Medayik in the Ran, but the Ran doesn't agree with this mitzvah. The Ran learns the Mishnah that if a sukkah, yeah,
if you're sitting in good aspect, why the question? If you have regular spot that's 10 foot.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Good aspect is, he tells you that the wall goes all the way up to the sky. Right.
So the
sky is 20 amas. So the sky is 20 amas tall and the walls are shorter. So the Aruch Lener says, so even in front of Xavier, you're sitting in the Defonis, not in the sky. Because you look at the Defonis, you have to extend. So the truth is like this. Yeah, but about halacha. Yeah, but you don't need the walls to provide that. You need the schach to provide that. Cluster with clusters is in the schach, not in the wall, right? It's not the problem with the schach. It wouldn't matter that the walls aren't providing that stuff. But for the schach. Oh, let's see. So according to the truth, remember we had a. We're bothered by that a little bit. Because Mechatesi provides real, it doesn't provide real sale, it's a halachic reality that we're looking at it as connected to stock. But so the truth is, the Ran doesn't learn the Mishnah like that. The Ran learns, if you have a sukkah and your walls are 10 fucking tall, the reason that sukkah is kosher is because you have three walls, whatever, and stock. It doesn't say anywhere the walls have to touch the sky. According to the Ran, it's not because of Gurasa. The Ran's mouth, we'll see it later on, we'll see it more in detail. But according to the Ran, that Mishnah, that the walls are 10 fakhim, is not. The Ritva on the Mishnah says Gurasa. According to the Ran, it's not true. You have walls and sky, that's the sofa. They don't have to touch. You don't need Gurasa for that. There's no Gurasa. So according to the Ran, the walls don't extend all the way up. So you still need to deal with this Gemara. And the Aruch Hanan says that according to Abzeiro, if the schach would be more than 20, but the walls are shorter, it's still tell the funnest for those sales schach. Why? Why? Because the walls more. He says, if the walls, the Aruch Hanan says, if the walls don't go up, then the sukkah is possible. If you don't have good aspect, then the sukkah is possible. Elamai, why is the sukkah kosher? Because you have good aspect. Good. Once you have good aspect, you're sitting in the sale of the defunct. But according to the Ram, it's not true. The mission there is not working with good aspect at all. The mission there is not working with good aspect. Right? According to the Ram, you need four walls and that's it. So still you have to deal with this tomorrow. So what's the pshat? So what's the pshat? According to Abzeri, you're not sitting in the sale of defunct. The third is, I think this is partial. I don't know what the Aruch Hanan really wants. I think I found this in the back somewhere. I forgot who. I'll tell you in a minute. Rabbi David doesn't need sale of defunct. What does Rabbi David mean to say? If the schach is more than 20 amas high, what? Then if you're sitting in sale, that sale is not coming from the schach, it's coming from the defunct. Schach more than 20 amas high isn't going to put sale on you. That's what Rabbi David is saying. It doesn't matter whether the war. It doesn't matter whether the funnest go all the way up there or not.
That's not what he says, though. That's not what he says.
Yeah.
He doesn't and say that schach for Yom doesn't give you sale. He says that the schach, that the sale isn't coming from the funnest. If he said schach that high doesn't give you sale, okay, I hear. But if he Dafka says you're sitting in the sale of the funnest.
Yeah, well, look, Viter. I'm going to buy you. Go look, Viter.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you. The buy asks him as a Zayuri. Elo me'ata, according to you, are you the cost of Asherah's Kanayim, Achinam, the life of Sukkah? Because you're getting the sale from the Asherah's Kanayim. Amalei, so Zeir said back to him, Hossam dal Asherah's Kanayim, you could sell Sukkah. Hoch dal the funnel, what could sell Sukkah?
Yeah, funnel.
Look at Dashi. Dal the funnel, like it sells Sukkah. Shechama ba mitachtel. The third wide line in Rashi. Because the chama will sneak in right under it. No? You hear what I'm saying? It sounds like... Is that the psul because of... Lavdavka has to be the funnest there. Yeah, again, the Aruch Hanan... You're following this? Remember we started it last time, but I'm just finishing it up now. We're following this? Like this. The Aruch Hanan is bothered, okay? The Bzeri says the psul to 20 Amos is... Because you're not sitting in the tzel schach, you're sitting in the tzel defunct. So now, the Rishonim say that the word sukkah equals schach. That means that the schach is more than 20 amas and the defunts are shorter, it's still possible. The concept there, why is it possible?
Well, because any sale that you do have, obviously, it comes from the defunct.
It's not coming from the defunct. The defunts are short. Whatever, they're 10 fucking tall. But the schach is 20 amas long. So that's possible, according to our Mishnah. According to our Zera, why? If the old pshat in the Mishnah is because the sale of the funnest is not sale schach, so what? So what kind of sale of the funnest? Right? Bishlama, if the Mishnah meant sukkah shigvaya, that the walls are that tall, then I understand. But the Rishonim say sukkah means schach. It's got nothing to do with the walls. Right? That's what the Rishonim say. That's what Rishonim say. So that means that the sukkah, if the schach 20 amas tall, even if the walls are short, it's still no good. According to Abzerim, why not? Abzerim
pops up over here if the walls are 20 amas, but if it's not walls 20 amas,
that's what it should be.
Then it's kosher.
No, he can't say it's kosher. The Mishnah says it's possible. The question is, why not? According to his reason, it doesn't fit. According to Abzerim, the reason.
If the walls are shorter, 10 fucking. There's no sale.
Right. And the schach is what? 20 amas. More than 20 amas, whatever.
So why should it be kosher from zero?
What do you mean?
Why should it be?
Because there's no sale, the fund is blocking.
But there's no sale at all.
Oh, that's what I'm answering. Oh, 1 second. Hold on, that's what I want to answer. The mashmas of zero is because it's sale, the fund is blocking. Ain't other mission but sale sukkah, or it's sale the fund. The Aruch Hanan understood that to mean because it's sale the funnest, whatever the sale the funnest are going to block whatever sales coming from the sky. Yeah? That's what Aruch Hanan was asking. So we said was, so what did Aruch Hanan answer? Because good asking. So what we said was, it's very nice for the Ritz, but the Ran doesn't learn the mission that way. We'll see, the Aruch Hanan himself says later on that the Ran learns No. It's not good optics. The reason short walls, 10 fucking walls are good, is because that's all you need. All you need is a wall. Finished. It doesn't have to be connected. It's not because of good optics. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
According to the Ran, there's no good optics by Sukkah. It doesn't exist. Good optics only by Irvin. It doesn't exist by Sukkah. According to the Ran. You don't need it. So according to the Ran, so good. So the Hadar Kashal Adukhsa. The Baruch Neir Kashal comes back. So what are you going to do with this Gemara? What is it observed according to the Ran? The walls don't reach the top. The terraces, I think, that you see, that's what the Rishonim seem to say, and that's what the Mashmaos in the Gemara is. What did Reb Zera say back to Baya? Dal, sail the funnest, lekat sail sukkah. The point is that when the schach is 120 amish, it doesn't provide sail. That's the point. So it doesn't matter if the funnest don't go all the way up. It doesn't matter if the funnels don't go all the way up. That's not the point. The point is the schach won't provide sale. Mamela, that's the answer to the question. You have to come on to good asset.
Exactly. That at some point, you're
going to
ask.
You're asking on me.
The schach gets so high. You're not getting any benefit
down. Oh, that's the point. That's the point. Exactly. It doesn't matter if the funnels don't reach. That's not the first. On that, the Ron asks, okay, there's Malcolm to ask Tasha on that. I'm not saying. On that, the Ron asks, what do you mean? There's no time during the day at all that it's not going to provide sales. The Ron's bothered by that Kasha. You're right. But that's the Chorib shot in the Gemara, though. How are you going to answer the Ron's question? The Ron answers it. The Ron says, it must be, because I understood. Once it's that high, it can't provide protection from the heat, whatever. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So according to what I'm saying, like this. When Rav Zera said, Adam Yoshev, Ein Adam Yoshev, Betzel, Tzoka, Ela Betzel, Defonis, he didn't mean because the walls are there blocking. He means if this sail, it's coming from the walls, not from the schach. But then Lav Dafka has to be Defonis there. Lav Dafka. And what's the raya? What's the raya to Lav Dafka? The next line of the Gemara. Abai says to Rav Zera, to build an Asheros Kanaim. Right? So what is their answer? No, Asheros Kanaim, Dal Asheros Kanaim, Mehochel, Yav Tzel Sukkah. Over here, Dal Defonis Mehochel. What does that mean, Dal Defonis? Even if you take them away, let the Tzel Sukkah. Like, so who speaks this out? This is Mashma from the Rishonim. I think. But someone speaks this out. Who speaks it out? Who has a Gemara with the other kind of back? Who has a Gemara with the... What do you mean?
Just all shade.
Can you pass me a Gemara with the back? Is that with the Likut in the back? You have the Likut? Dibin Nechemya. It's called the Dibin Nechemya, I think. Yeah, Yaakov and Parshim. I think it's called the Dibin Nechemya. If you look there... Did you see the Dibin Nechemya over here? Yeah. Rav Zera Amar. So he said, look at the Dibin Nechemya. If you have, do you have a Gemara with the leak in the back? No? There's a Dibin Nechemya. I'll tell you what it says. If you don't have it, I'll tell you what it says. I took yours away. He says, with chayyus, with time of the zera, hayroi shikra kfeidi yev a goyim at the funnis. Oya kalpanim b'shneim yachadav. Basically, the rechaneh skasha. According to the zera, it shouldn't be totally how tall the skach is. It should be totally how tall the funnis are, right? The rechaneh skasha. He says no. Ach shikra kfeidi sheyet sel haskach roi b'imotzi b'soich hasukah. The point is that the debate that the Machbaran is that the tzel should be able to come from Tzach into the Sukkah. Because Shechamu Lamaila. Ilule Defanus, Ilule Defanus, Ukhidamasik Dala Shores Kanai Mehoch. That tzel should be able to come to the Tzach even if there wouldn't be Defanus there. That's the problem. Like it says later, Dala Shores Kanai Mehoch. And the problem is that if you remove walls, there's no sale coming in at all. That's the point. There's no sale coming to this chach at all.
I've seen two walls.
Pointed that if it's tzchach is esrim amah, it's not going to provide any shade in
the point is, when tzchach is higher than 20 amah, the tzchach will not give you any shade. Period. No matter what the walls are doing. No matter what the walls are doing. Whether they're only 10 fucking tall, whether they're made out of glass. The tzchach will not provide that.
And the Ritva says that they do.
Kind of
the Ritva holds they would.
So the Aruch HaNeir is using the Ritva to say, you don't have to agree with the Aruch HaNeir.
Why do they have to come on to good us if you don't want them?
That's a step. That's a seven. We'll get to that later. That's seven. Well, it's depending on whether the pshat, the 10 fucking high walls, are good enough. That's a pshat because those are your walls. It's pshat because good ass will connect them to the pshat. That's a machlokes later on. But the point is of Yom Zera, okay? But that's the problem. That's the. You're asking a different kash. You're asking. I should have said dal the funus like a sukkah. I mean, what do you mean dal the?
He's talking only in shade.
Yeah, so that they talk about that. Alright, fine. Anyway, I just want to speak. Okay, we'll get to the Ma'an and Mitzvah. We'll get to the Machlokes Ma'an and again. The Esrim Machlokes Ma'an and Mitzvah, that why walls that are 10 Tefachim are good enough, we'll get to later on. The point is over here that the Aruch HaNeir was saying the only way this Gemara makes sense according to Zera is according to the Mitzvah that you extend the wall. So good, so what's the Ma'an going to do with this tomorrow? The Tzaddik says, no, that's not the point that the wall has to go all the way up. The point is, it's not providing, like Dal Ashur Kanai. Fine. But Rava Omar, and Rava says,
it works.
Yeah. No, that's how much more of David's second word. That's what I was saying. When it's answered up a bias, see from those words. Okay, but Rav Amar Mehelchah, I'm doing it fast because most people, the Gemara Rashi, most people saw already. The Etzim Gemara Rashi, I'm just saying fast. But if you have a question, the Etzim Gemara Rashi, ask me. Rav Amar Mehelchah, the Sukkot Teishu is Yomim. Amar Tzayir Koshu is Yomim, Tzayim Adir Skev, Hashem Adir Sarai. Ad Esam Amma, Adam Aishu Diros Adir Sarai. Lamar Adam Esam Amma, Inad Adam Aishu Diros Adir Sarai. Elo, Ziras Keva. Amal Abaya El Meata Sim Chitzu Shabbazo Vesikach Agaban Achidam Dilay of a Sukkah. That's not a Sukkah made out of iron walls. Amar Leyachi Kamin Alach Ad Chaf Amad Adam Oysu Diras Diras Arai Ki Avid Lay Diras Keva Nami Nafik. Lamayla Michaf Amad Adam Oysu Diras Diras Keva Ki Avid Lay Diras Arai Nami Loy Nafik. Right? It's a shear in the height of the Sukkah. For now, you already need to build it into Keva, even if you would use Arai. It still wouldn't be good. And if it's less than 20, even if you built it out of Keva, it would be good, because you could have built it out of Arai. That's what he answered him back. Kulu!
But don't they have the same question as the, what if there were a case where the walls are short and it's
not? Yeah, the Aruch HaNeir spoke about that also. Okay. Yeah. The Aruch HaNeir really said the same terrace. It's a good answer. That's what he said. Okay. It's also hard to understand.
That's very hard.
Yeah. You could say a little differently. I think we said a little differently when we said it over. We said because it's because the schach is 120 amas, even if the walls are only 10 fucking, you put the schach in a place that it would take a dira seven to hold it up. That's what he said. Okay. Zakti Gemara, let's just finish up to what you guys got up to. Kulu karabalo yami now. Why don't Rava and Rav Zevi say like a rabbi? Why don't they say it's from the man Yezu? Because they say, how you deal with Darasi? They don't go with the drasha. You deal with Darasi. The Pasha Tram, the Pasha. Rav Zevi, Nami Lo Amri. Now, why don't Rabbi and Rabbi hold like Rav Zevi? Why don't they hold because it has to provide sail? And if it's too tall, then you're sitting to tell the front, it's not in sail schach. One second. We did the Rav Zevi together. Kavzera Nami Lo Amri. Kavzera Nami Lo Amri. Why do they have a Kavzera? Because they say, Hahul Imaisa Mashiach, who this is. That prospect that Kavzera brought from Navi is not going on the midst of Sukkah, it's going in Imaisa Mashiach. Rabzera says back, Imkain Lemaka, Bechupa Tiel Mishel Yoimim, Maiva Sukkah Tiel Mishel Yoimim, Shmaat Matar. You know, Rabzera says you still learn it on Sukkah. K'rava na'am elam, they didn't say like Rava, mishum kosher d'abaya. So, now, they didn't say like Rava because the bayah is kasha. What was the bayah is kasha on Rava?
Steel.
The bayah asked, oh, so according to that, you made a sukkah out of steel, even if it was short, it'd be no good. So because of that kasha, they didn't want to say like Rava. So how come the Gemara, oh, even the Rava, give it to us. So how come the Gemara didn't say that they didn't say like Abzeira because of the bayah is kasha? Abaye asked an Abzeira too. Abaye said to Abzeira, according to you, if you built it in Ashtaroth Tanayim, it should be no good. Why did the Gemara say they didn't say like Abzeira because of Abaye's kasha? The same way the Gemara says they didn't say like Rabba because of Abaye's kasha. So what are you going to tell me? No? No. We're learning about what to be bothered by in the Gemara, not just how to look, not how to look to the side. We'll get to that the next step. How to turn your head to the side. Before you turn your head to the side, what do you have to think? Well, what would you say?
Better Shaila.
Why? Why is it stronger? I think you're going to say, what? What do you mean? Oh, so one second. So why couldn't the Gemara? So what he's saying is like this. So why couldn't the Gemara say that they didn't hold of Reb Zeira because of a bias kasha? So your answer to me is because Reb Zeira gave a bias an answer, right? Reb Zeira gave a bias an answer. What was Reb Zeira's answer? No, Asher's Kanaim is different. Good. So Rav also gave a bias an answer. So Rav also gave a bayan answer. So that's what Taisus says. Look at Taisus. For Abzer lo Omri, that's Abzer lo Omri. Hard, the Taisus is bothered by this kasha. Hard, the loika Omra mishum kosha da baya by Abzer. Why didn't the Gemara say that they didn't hold like him because of a bayis kasha? Because they call him al Rava, like it says by Rava. The answer is mishum Abzer shani la bayis shaper. Because Abzer gave him a good tarif. Okay, so didn't Rav also give a good tarif? What is the Taisus saying? The truth is, so I think, so coming as what he said. The difference is like this. If you turn back at one omid, turn to the bottom place of Naman Aleph, you obviously do this Keva Shaper Domi. What did Rav answer by? Rav answered by you, no, certainly if you build it at a Barzov and it's short, it's okay. Because you're building it in a place where it doesn't need to be built at a Barzov. But when you're building it in a place where it does need to be built at a Barzov, 20 Amin, then even if you build it out of something which is Arai, it's still possible. The Taisa said, What's the saying is, really, once you're going to say this drasha, it could be like a bayit too. Maybe it's being a mite, a dirus keva. If you build it out of iron, it's no good. How do you know not that way? The Taisa says, even though you could learn the pasuk that it's telling you a dirus enabu ya el lishiva lemuute keva, that it's being a mite, a dirus keva, meaning even if it's short, but if it's made out of iron, mashmalei krad the osel lishura, but it's mashma to rava, that it's not coming to do that. It's coming to give you a shear. Why is it mashma that way? Could be because if you learn the other way, then it's hard to be magder. How you magder it? I think the Ram says something like this. How you magder it? You know, if it's not, how do you magder what a Jewish kev is not a Jewish kev? What if you built it out of, you know, there's so many materials to build it out of? Is wood keva or is wood? All right, is wood. This type, this different strength of wood is different. So it's hard to be magder. So must be the pasuk comes to give a shear in height of of when it's that high, well, you have to make it out of keva, you have to make it out of, or can you still make it out of arad? But That's what Tosfos is saying. But it comes down to the fact of how you darshan the pasuk. So Rava's answer to Abaye really is, no, this is how I darshan the pasuk. It's not an answer to Svara so much. His answer to Abaye is, don't darshan the pasuk because that's telling you, oh, even if it's made out of iron walls, it's no good. It's more misabed, maybe the darshan the pasuk is giving you a specific shear of 20 amos. Because if it means that don't make it out of something that's too permanent, so then it's a hard thing to be magdir. Okay, true, it's a hard thing to be magdir. But a bayit could still learn the pasuk that way. I mean, you could still learn the pasuk that way, maybe. So Rabbi Teretz Tabayi is not, it's not a Teretz in Svara, it's a Teretz in how you darshan the pasuk. Masha'in can't, right? So therefore, the Gemara says, they don't want to hold like Rabbi because of a bayit's kasha. Masha'in can't Rav Zeira, even though Abaye also has the kasha Rav Zeira, but Rav Zeira answered Abaye in Svara. He gave him a Svara to Kachilah. Ashrus Kanaim is different. Because Dal Ashrus Kanaim is still a Tzil Tzukah. Dal this, you don't have a Tzil Tzukah. A Chilik in Svara, that already, a terrorist like that, so Abaye was there in Makam. That already, there's no room to argue. You heard, you said a good Svara. Okay, that's it. You can hear what it means. It sounds like that's what it means over here. Rashi also says, like you were saying, Mashlo have a crow lav dafka. I write knock at loyal fina minishure. Loyal fina minishure. That's not exactly the same thing.
Answer
it there.
Svara is like weaker.
No, because in the Josh the Pusik, I can argue with you and I had a darshan. What is Tyson saying over here? Tyson is saying, really, at the end of the day, you could have understood the Josh and the Pusik like a baya. But it's better to say it's there, he's telling you a shear. Okay. But at the end of the day, it could be like a bayit too. So what I'm saying is, it could be that's why. They didn't want to open it. Rav Zeira, he gave him a shtark of Teretz and Svara. You're asking me for Mashtar Kanaim, I'll give you a shtark of me for Mashtar Kanaim. But your kash is not a kash on me. Finished. So that's why the Gemara didn't say, he kushes the bayit on Rav Zeira. Could be. Look at this place from the top of the days, and look at the beginning of the place from the bottom of an aleph. The last nekuda before we start chazering is, and then we're going to go right there now. We said yesterday from the Arklan there that according to Abzeira, it is the Oraisa because it's a lachal Moshe Messina. Right, the pasuk of Zera brought from Novi is really in the smack, so. And really it's still Raisa, because the Gemara said the Raisa. Yeah. So what's the Raisa going to Zera? Lachal Moshe Messinai. But it's the Raisa going to Zera too. So, Lachal Moshe Messinai is a Raya from this Gemara, the last Gemara we just did, that even according to Zera it's still Raisa. From the Gemara of Kulu. Kulu Karaba, this Gemara, Yochanan brings a raya that a proof that even according to Abzera, it's still rising. Just think about it. Okay, good, that's it. What do you stop this? This?